Now, in studio, two local servant leaders, business owners, and family men committed to empowering San Diego to rise up. Your hosts, Jared Kelly and James Carmody.
Welcome to Rise Up Radio. I'm your co-host, Jared Kelly. James is not in studio today, and we are sad about that, as he is changing those little dirty diapers that colostrum's through, but he's experiencing a two-week-old, just about a two-week-old, so we're excited for him. But we do have a replacement. Mr. Derek Abbey is back in the studio. He's been a great co-host in the past, so we've had to bring him back in and experience the Rise Up world again. And Derek, you're going through a transition yourself.
I'm going through a transition myself, so just took a new position with the Travis Manion Foundation. So now I'm running the West Region, so San Diego to Seattle and a little bit inland for the Travis Manion Foundation. Very, very excited to be there. Bittersweet departure from the University of San Diego, but fantastic replacement came in, and Amanda Etter to run that program, and Great things.
Yeah, Amanda's a great friend of the show as well, and she has some big shoes to fill, but she's going to be able to make it happen. Tell us a little about Travis Manion.
So Travis Manion is a national veteran service organization, serves veterans and families of the fallen, and works to instill character in the community through our youth. So we work with veterans and families of the fallen, especially with our Character Does Matter program, to really teach about the importance of character and how we can develop character in those around us and in ourselves and have a positive impact on our community and across the nation.
What a great organization, and just lifting people up, right?
Yeah.
Rising up, helping the family members, Gold Star families, and character.
Yeah.
Character does matter.
It was an easy decision when they invited me to be a member of the team, because I mean, it's an organization 100% believe in the mission, fantastic community, fantastic culture, and just very happy to be a part of it.
Another great person that's been a part of the community, Derek, Mr. David Moreno. And I see this guy everywhere. I don't know if there's a volunteer event if this guy isn't at. So let's introduce our guest.
There's a lot to say about David. He was born in San Diego, so one of the very few rare San Diego natives, and enjoys connecting and inspiring people in the community. He's driven by his passion for helping businesses succeed in San Diego, but not only here, San Diego and beyond. He likes building businesses from the ground up and has done that in a number of ways. His current companies include Think Box Concepts, a boutique online marketing agency, Nimbus Card, a technology-based business application, and his passion project, The Quest for Scratch, which includes creative writing on his journey to achieve his lifelong goal of shooting par in golf. He has no official philanthropic programs tied to his ventures, but he does give his time to a variety of nonprofits, as we mentioned, and volunteering. They include Military in Transition Firefighter for Today. He volunteers with the American Southwest and Pro Kids, the First Tee San Diego. Welcome, David.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Man, that's you touch a lot of things. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I've been in this community since I was born, obviously, it's really a community that's been a part of my life, and my parents have been here since they were children as well, and it's been great to learn from my parents, because it all starts there, right? Our parents are what influence us, and they're huge influences on our lives.
That's the first influence, right?
Yes, the first.
James, you're listening out there, and we know he's having an amazing influence on his newborn.
Yeah, and you just had a newborn too, David.
Yes, Ledger, he's a joy. We are still trying to figure out how to be parents, but he, just looking into his eyes for the first time, was a life-changing perspective, and priorities shift as they always do as we go through adulthood, and I don't know where the next steps lie, but he's definitely influenced me already. And just having a newborn in the house has been it's been great. It's fun to come home and see him and see my wife enjoying him. And she's also a rock in my life and a huge influence in my life.
Absolutely.
I'm still learning how to be a parent, and my son is 24 years old, so it doesn't stop.
I figured it wouldn't.
I'm still learning how to be an adult. What a parent. So I think life's a journey, right? So we're all in this thing together, and if we can just laugh a little bit and realize, like, gosh, we don't have to be perfect, and we can make some mistakes. And
absolutely,
David, you have some amazing parents, because you mean you've said that giving has started with your parents at an early age, and you know, why is it so important to you to give even when you don't think you can?
Yeah, well, it started with my parents. They didn't have a lot, and they provided what they could when growing up, and just seeing them always giving, if it was writing a check to their church or giving of their time, I really learned it from them. And I didn't realize it was an impact till later, until I started giving. It was almost like second nature. And I didn't always have a lot in abundance, and being able to just give of my time was what I could give at the time. But now being able to give back with not only my time, but my money as well, and my ideas for different communities, for community involvement.
Absolutely. And that's the birth, I would assume, of the Think Box concept. So a creative name, maybe let's dig into that a little bit. But so your story, you're second or third generation?
Third generation,
yep. San Diegan. Yep. And love being a part of this community. I imagine that you've seen the landscape of the community change over the years.
Absolutely. Mission Valley was nothing but a cow area where actually farms were at. And it was interesting just having that small little memory of that change. And the 15 wasn't, you couldn't land a jumbo jet on it yet. Back in then, it was only two lanes both ways. And it's just amazing to see the growth. Poway, where I went to school at, I've seen that just grow immensely. There's so many homes, and it's just interesting to see the growth in San Diego.
And not being from San Diego, and I think that it's incredible when everyone has a starting point really in San Diego, and to think that Mission Valley was a cow pasture and the local swimming pond.
Yeah.
It was like, you're going to go there to pull up your car and go for a swim in Mission Valley, right? Like, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
With the mission sitting on top of the hillside. But what a cool vision of what Mission Valley actually is as well, of the mission sitting up on the hillside and what that was for people 100 years ago.
Yeah, so much history here in San Diego, which is also great to explore. And I'm still learning stuff about San Diego that I never knew. And it's just consistently evolving.
You can get lost, just in your day-to-day activities where you don't really appreciate what's around us. And it is so built up nowadays that we might miss some of those gems that are hidden in the community. And there are so many gems. It's not just the beach, which of course is a gem. It's amazing. But you have the mountains, you have trails, you have all these different things within the city that are absolutely phenomenal. And you know, yeah, when you think about Mission Valley, people don't really think about what that name means and what it actually is. And yeah, it's named after the mission that was created there.
Right on top of the hill.
Still there.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. And the park there is amazing. So if you haven't experienced that. So let's dig into your story.
Okay.
So third generation San Diegan, watching the community grow, how do you decide you want to be an entrepreneur?
Oh, I think it started early in life and just trying to figure out where I was going to go to school after high school and trying to figure that out. I had to get myself through college. I had to work, and I was also a collegiate athlete. So it was a real balance. So trying to figure out where I was going to get the funds from and how I was going to make it work. I was in my car from, you know, 6 a.m. on, and I never stopped going until about 10 p.m. And that was just because I had to go either train, go to school, and then go to work, or flip that up and go work early, train, and then go to school. So it was here in San Diego, and I decided to stay here in San Diego. I had other opportunities to go outside of San Diego, but I felt my ties lied here, and I ended up going to United States International University, which is now Alliant International University. A lot of history there, and I went there because of the global culture and being able to be connected with people from all around the world, so I can have a deeper understanding, because obviously just growing up here in San Diego, I didn't get that exposure, and I didn't travel much. Obviously, funds were limited. And growing up on that campus, I felt like I really matured as an adult, seeing all these different cultures, like from Sweden, from Argentina, and my soccer team was a global soccer team. and having that experience, and we weren't the best soccer team, but the guys that were on that team, really, I mean, I learned so much in that short period of time of being with those guys, and then the other students on the campus as well. And the teachers were from all around the globe. I had a French, you know, teacher in math, and he was a challenge, but it was hard to understand him. But I got through it and was able to at least pass his class.
I had trouble with math even when I could understand the professor, so it's all right.
I started college as a math major, so I had a lot of problems with math, and said, "I'm out of this thing. Let's switch gears and do something else that involves people rather than just numbers." So. Yeah. That's part of your story as well. So you go from, okay, you're going to have this diverse college background around entrepreneurship, around, you know, understanding how you can grow and have 3, 4, however many businesses that you've had. But you also said, I'm going to do this so that I can give back. I'm going to do this with a purpose. How did that, I mean, there's a lot of people that say it. I'm just going to be an entrepreneur because there's a Lamborghini sitting over there. I'm going to put that photo on my wall and I'm going to go for it. And that's the end goal. And then what happens when you get that Lamborghini? And maybe that's a great thing. Maybe there's another thing that you go after. But what is your story in the fact that, I mean, literally, David, you're everywhere. You're at all of these charity events. You're giving back not only with your time, not only with your money, but I think the most important thing is the talent that you have. You have an amazing talent. We're going to dig in that in the next segment, but you're able to really dig into people's lives and help share their stories.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Not only I take a deep passion for all the clients I work with as well, and your next guest, Renee Van Heel, she's the owner of Pay It Forward Processing. I mean, I take a vested interest. Not only in the nonprofit side, but because she has a nonprofit arm, and you'll talk about that later. But it's really just getting to know and going above and beyond what you're supposed to do and what you're required to do is just the start. But if you can go above and beyond, just like in nonprofits and giving of your time or whatever you want to give, and if you have a passion for something, it's just go for it. Just don't do it halfway. Yeah. So
it's absolutely amazing, and the best thing that I like about what you do is it's not internal focus. It's not that I want to be an entrepreneur because I want a Lamborghini. It's I want to be an entrepreneur to have an impact on my sphere of influence, and yours is immense.
Yep. Stay tuned. This is Rise Up Radio. When we come back, we're going to dig into the story of Think Box Concepts, how that's helping so many people, but how David's able to translate that into the give back here in San Diego. Stay tuned. This is Rise Up Radio, sdriseup.com.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
Jared Kelly here. Here's the deal. San Diego's expensive. San Diego's a tough place to own and buy a house, but I want to tell you something special about San Diego. The housing market has appreciated consistently over the years, and if you're not a part of that, I want you to ask the question why. I would love to sit down and understand that process with you and help you make a plan so that your family fits your home and you're not strapped by the things that you think are constraining you in San Diego. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and let's have a conversation today.
Hey folks, James Carmody and Jared Kelly, the hosts of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to this, please stop what you're doing. Go to sdriseup.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's little league coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to sdriseup.com and share the stories.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Welcome back. This is Rise Up Radio. I feel like I should be on a wave right now with this music. A little boogie down. in studio, we have an amazing guest co-host, Mr., the one and only, the new West Coast representative for Travis Manning Foundation, Derek Abbey.
Happy to be here.
Thank you again so much. And we're grilling Mr. David Barano on how he's being part of the community, what he's doing. And it's not hard because this guy is everywhere. This guy is just the staple of, I think, and you mentioned this in the last segment, sometimes we're attracted to just do the minimum. Like, hey, what's going to get us to float by? But when you have talents, you have gifts, we're called to so much more. And you've been able to do that with your business. And being an entrepreneur has its struggles, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it hasn't been a heyday for a long time. I mean, I remember my first business, and it was by all terms and definitions, it was a failure. I had my snowboard business, and I had that for 5 years, and we were making good traction. And I'm not going to get into the details, but it didn't end well. And it was all for good because my health actually improved after that. And stress is a wicked thing, and if you let it get to you and you forget about your health, it definitely has an impact on you.
Yeah, that, I mean, if you're not doing what you like, too, I mean, if you can find a passion in what you do, it's definitely a more healthy lifestyle. And I think it shows that you found that with the actions that you've taken today.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes it easier to get up in the morning. I know there's a lot of people that struggle to get up in the morning because they don't have their passion. They don't know what they're doing. And I think that even if I wasn't doing my business and I was able to just give back to the community and in certain ways and with time, I think that would still make me happy, even if I wasn't making money, because money doesn't really make you happy. And we all know that it's really your personal happiness as far as what drives you, and what keeps you getting going.
what advice would you give somebody that's moving into being an entrepreneur or starting or in the process of? What advice would you give them?
Don't do it. Oh, did I say that out loud? I would say one, don't forget about your health. Like, that's the number one thing that I forgot in my first business. It was hard because we were traveling a lot. We were in the van a lot. We were eating fast food a lot. Just it just didn't end well for health reasons. If you start a routine where you actually, I do this every day. I put on my calendar to work out. It's been a challenge with the baby, but I'm slowly working back into it. But I actually have it blocked out on my calendar to for exercise for an hour. If it's in the day or if it's in an, I'll shift my schedule around. Don't forget about that. And then don't sweat the small stuff. I know that's probably repeated 100 million times in a lifetime, but it's not as serious as you think, and it's never as bad as you think. So don't get down.
Yeah, I would agree that if you don't know what your big rocks are, if you don't know what the thing that's going to move the needle, like you're missing it as an entrepreneur, because you're caught in the whirlwind and you're not in charge anymore. The market there's a lot of outside factors that are going to dictate what happens to you versus you being the one that dictates what happens to your business. And those are great lessons. Those are life lessons too, that, you know, it's important to be in control of your life. It's important to put on your calendar, I'm going to work out and I'm going to do things. And I want to dig into your quest for scratch.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
and how creative writing can be linked to golf. So let's dig into that a little bit too.
Well, I started this journey, it's been about 6 years now, and I didn't start the blog. I think it's about been 3 years. I don't know the exact time frame because it's all blurring together now, but I wanted a creative outlet for writing, and I really enjoyed writing. And I wasn't always a good writer. If you go through the many blogs I've posted on my blog site, you'll notice that there's a transition definitely happening from the earlier work to now. And I go back and read the old work, and I'm like, wow, I've definitely improved. And it's the same thing with my golf game. And I'm in my business for Thinkbox Concepts, I really focus on data, because data really helps us understand where clients need to focus their energies. And golf is the same way. Like if you're tracking your data, and I have an app that tracks all my stats, and I can see where I need to work. So if you can focus on your weak points and bring those all together, it comes to light later down the road. I posted this the other day, and I feel like I've learned golf in the last 6 weeks, but really it took me 6 years. And it's weird, because you do all this work and you're like, I'm failing, I keep failing, and I keep duffing the ball, or whatever you're working on, you just feel like you're just failing. And then all of a sudden something clicks in your mind, and that just happened to me 6 weeks ago, and I feel like I finally understand the game. Obviously it's not perfect, but I understand it to a point where I can keep improving upon it. And if you can do that with the businesses that we work with and show them, hey, this is the information that you need, this is what you're lacking in. So if you don't have a let's say a social media presence, because we help manage social media as well, if you're lacking in this area, like, let's work on it. Let's start feeding the engine, and then you'll start seeing the results. And then we can prove everything by just showing them a dashboard where this is all the data you have that's going on, and we can dissect it for them. Because you can look at data all day long, but if you don't understand how to look at it, it's gibberish. So we help make sense of that.
Yeah. And I think the creative aspect, and we've said this here before, people want the glory without the story. And that's exactly what you just said in the golf game. Like, people see you as a good golfer, but they forget that that's the last 6 years or 3 years you've had to been like writing about it to achieve that. You've been digging into this data. And a lot of people say improve what you're good at, and I'm sure you've already done that. But then, as you compile data, you can see, and you're like, I could just change this a little bit,
yeah,
and it's gonna change. It's gonna drastically improve the situation, and that's what Think Box Concepts does. Correct?
Yep, absolutely.
So let's dig into that just a little bit, and then okay. We're gonna talk about some of the other things that you volunteer with.
Yeah. So Think Box Concepts was actually thought about on a plane, and I actually sketched out a logo. I was back. It was back when my printing, because I had a printing business before this, and I had that for 4 years, rather successful. I was able to sell the client list to a local printing company here in San Diego, and I just saw where the printing industry was going. But I was like, I got to do something different. I got to do something that's gonna sustain and obviously help more people. And ThinkBox, I sketched it out on the plane on the way back from Montana. And I just sketched out this logo, and I had a question mark in it, and I didn't really know where it was going. And I should share with, later down the road with the logos that were, and now what it is today, and the overall branding has changed. But it's one of those things that I always like thinking through problems, thinking through issues, thinking through solutions. So Think Box Concepts was one of those things where like the light bulb literally came on over my head, I thought, with the plane. And I thought that I should put this into motion.
And the purpose of it is to understand, you're coming as a consultant, or as you have clients, so you're coming in and you're helping them assist telling their story.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting their story out, either through content, through social media, or through ads, because we can drive traffic. Anything that will drive traffic to their website, and that's a lot of things that I see companies struggle with, is being able to do it on a consistent basis. They may write a blog here once in a while, they may send out an email once in a while, but on a consistent basis, you need to be on top of mind for the long haul. And people may not need you today, but if as long as you're having touch points with them, they may need you down the road. And that's something to think about.
I think that's a great aspect and a way to look at just friendships and life and relationships as well.
Yeah. And one of the things that's pretty, it's fascinating about you is you're a learner. You'll take on new projects. You'll create new things. It reminds me of the Irwin McManus book, Artist and Soul. And he talks about how, we become adults, or as we get older, we kind of feel like we can't learn, or we can't try. I can't teach myself guitar, but you can.
Yes,
or you can teach yourself a new language, or you can learn how to golf, or be an expert in golf. And you're doing that. And that's an inspiration to others. To, if you want to do something, it doesn't matter where you're at now, there's possibility if you strive towards it and set your mind to it.
Absolutely. It's very interesting that you say that, because golf I picked up later on in life. I mean, I played with friends back, just drinking buddies and I didn't really play golf. And then, I played soccer my entire life, and going from, a team aspect to an individual aspect was what drew me, and the self-competitiveness of wanting to improve. And that's, It comes down to your psychological well-being as well, because if you're not in the right mindset, you can't improve. And if you keep putting yourself down and self-deprecating, you're not going to make much improvement. But if people can see me out in the world doing a passion or doing something that I love, and if I can inspire somebody walking on the street or just following me on social media, then I did my job. I mean, you want to really influence people in your life.
And David, one of the ways that you are doing that is you're leading by example, and you're actually a board member with the Volunteers of America Southwest, and you have several responsibilities with that as well. And that ties into the why of your life. So let's dig into that a little bit. Why the Volunteers of America Southwest, and why are you sitting on their board?
Yeah, it was a slow dance with Gerald McFadden, CEO of Volunteers of America Southwest, and he invited me out to a few of their facilities here in San Diego. They're also in San Bernardino County. But when I stepped into a rehabilitation center for drug and alcohol addiction, I actually lost a friend in college to drug and alcohol, and I literally started tearing just seeing the guys talking about their experiences. And that was the moment I'm like, I need to help this organization. And since then, I've I'm now on their marketing committee. I'm the marketing committee chair. I go to their national convention. I'm really well buried into them and married into them, really. And I can't help but feel that I'm doing more now than I have ever done. And that's what keeps drawing me back to their organization. And they do a really good job of communicating. And I couldn't think of another better organization to be with right now.
And that's a team concept too. Like, you can have a team concept on the soccer field, but you can also have that in the giving back and being shoulder to shoulder, being face to face with the community and what you're doing. David, thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for being part of our community. Thank you for just your incredible story and choosing to rise up. Why don't you help us introduce our next guest a little bit? And we're going to take a short break, but we have another person who built a whole company on paying it forward.
Yeah, Renee Van Heel, she'll be up next. She is a fantastic woman in our community and abroad, and she has Pay It Forward Processing and her innovative give back program where every swipe matters. Every credit card swipe goes to a charity of choice.
And you've helped her business, helped share her story, helped her be a part of the community with what you're doing with Think Box Concepts. David, again, thank you. Hopefully you're getting some sleep with that 1 month old, seven weeks now, or 5 weeks,
five weeks now.
Thank you for being part of the community, and thank you for what you do. And let's get that golf game down to zero.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. This is Rise Up Radio, SDRiseUp.com. When we come back, we are going to talk solely about paying it forward.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Jared Kelly here, co-host of Rise Up Radio and the Rise Up Movement. We are having an amazing journey and just trying to hold on to this movement, but we need you to be a part of this. If you would like to sponsor what's happening on air and in the community with the Rise Up Movement, visit us at sdriseup.com. Let's rise up together and understand it is our job to maintain America's finest city. Visit us at sdriseup.com. That's sdriseup.com. Jared Kelly here, founder of Mission Realty Group. As you have heard me say thousands of times, we must be part of the community that we live in. I've had the privilege of using our company to do just that. It is our goal to not only help people make informed and excellent decisions when buying and selling a home, but to really understand your goals and needs. Yes, for some people, their house is just a roof to live under. But for others, it is a home where you are raising a family, entertaining friends, and a place to get away from the hustle of life. Let me ask you this. Is your home right for your family? When is the last time you even thought about this? Let us use our exclusive process to help you understand where the market is going. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let's have a conversation today. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and we would love to connect with you and make a plan. Again, that's missionrealtygroup.com. That's missionrealtygroup.com. Hit the contact tab and let's make a plan so you can win.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Welcome back. This is Rise Up Radio. I'm your co-host, Jared Kelly, and we have a special guest co-host today, Mr. Derek Abbey, and we are so thankful that he can be in studio with us. And again, just to mention, he just did a transition himself over to the Travis Manning Foundation. For people who may have missed that in the first segment, what is Travis Manning and what are you doing there?
Yeah, Travis Manning Foundation is a national veteran service organization, works with veterans and families of the fallen, instilling character in our community and our youth. And I'm running the West Coast. Right out of here in San Diego, but all the way up to Seattle and inland a little bit to Phoenix and other places inland. So, but Travis Manning's all over the country right now, doing a lot of work, obviously in Houston with the hurricane that's occurring there, doing as much as we can. We have an office in Houston, and so we're partnering with a couple of other organizations to ensure we can help in whatever capacity that we can.
Amazing. As David mentioned, as the exit from the first segment, we have an amazing guest who not only believes in paying it forward, but why not just name your company pay it forward and make that the part of your, not just the ethos of your life, but the stamp that you put on everything. So Renee Van Hel, welcome to the show, and we're going to dig into your story, but what is Pay It Forward Processing, just so we have an idea?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. Our company is called Pay It Forward Processing. We actually provide credit card processing for every type of business out there, from e-commerce to retail stores to restaurants, you name it. We provide the processing. But what we found, what we wanted to do is pay it forward even more. So we formed our give back program, Every Swipe Benefits Charity. And my husband and I, we take a portion of every single swipe nationwide, because we're licensed and bonded in all 50 states, and we donate it back to a vetted charity.
Wow. And you're involved with so many. So you started this platform in 2001. You're the founder of that program, Every Swipe Benefits Charity, in 2013. In 2007, you lost your house in the 2007 fires, and you said, hey, let's just start a nonprofit called Fired Up Sisters to support the fire survivors and also assist and the underinsured and the many blessings that come from a tragedy. And you're a TV show host of Women Mean Business, which highlights challenges and solutions for women entrepreneurs and nonprofits. How do you do it all?
You have a good team around you. You cannot do any of this alone. I mean, Fired Up Sisters alone, there were over 400 women that were part of the everyday workings of it, and they all lost their homes. So they all came together and said, we need to come together and we need to accomplish this together, so what can we do? I mean, we actually ended up getting a 5,600 square foot warehouse. We had donations coming in weekly from Bed Bath & Beyond, Home Depot. So all these Fired Up Sisters would organize their time to go do pickups, and they're all rebuilding their house too. So like-minded people coming together, you can accomplish a ton.
And in a tragedy, and we send our thoughts and prayers to people in Houston and the things they're going through, but in a tragedy, people come together. I think you become real people again.
Do you know what? You let the minutiae of disagreements and arguing and wanting to make sure you're right and proving a point, you put that all aside. And that's what we noticed, because with those 400 women, you know there's going to be drama somewhere along the line. Sorry, just saying, you guys. You know, I can see it. You're all looking at me like you're crazy. But it was so amazing how the women just put that aside and said, what do we need to do to help this person? What do we need to do to get to this next point? What do we need to get our kids back to a new normal? And we even formed a group for the husbands, too, so they could go off and go to baseball games and football games, and they could, you know, get back to what we did call the new normal.
Yeah, and if you want to get something done, put a woman in charge of it.
Well, put 400 women together. I mean, literally over $5 million worth of money, goods, and services went through that warehouse. I mean, and we joined forces with other nonprofits. And every time we see something like Houston going on, we know what those people are going through. It's their life will never be the same, but I always want to encourage them, just the blessings will come out of it, but it's terrible when you're going through it. It's the most high stress I've ever had.
Absolutely. And your
process through that? And I think process is a key word, because that's what you do. You're in the processing industry. Kind of sounds boring. And in your lively character, to get into some credit card swiping is like your main deal. So I think you probably have an interesting approach or interesting story to how you got there. So Renee, share your story of how Pay It Forward started, and maybe how the passion to give back and to be a part of the community.
Well, the first thing that got us in 2001 is the credit card industry is not a very reputable industry. I actually call it a sleazy industry. It's in the top five. And I had friends being taken advantage of drastically, being overcharged, getting in leases where they would pay $4,000 for a machine when it was $250 with us. So I just said, we got to do something, David, to help these businesses out. Serial entrepreneur my whole life. So I dealt with a lot of mom and pops, and I said, you know what, we're going to come in and we're going to show you that we can do this. We can, everybody can make money and to be able to give a portion away. But I also know these small businesses don't have a lot of free flowing cash to donate out. So that's when the Every Swipe Benefits charity came about. We now are their giving arm. We give in the business's name, but their rates don't ever go up, and the money comes out of mine and David's pocket. So it's a win-win situation, and we want to help these small businesses because they work so hard. And every way they turn, everybody's taking money from them or asking for money. Now they get to be part of a really good nonprofit.
It seems like everything you do is just so values-driven and values-focused, and obviously that's who you are. And it's absolutely amazing. I mean, you hit it on the head. I mean, people think about credit cards and credit card companies and swiping companies, and they're not thinking of the best things, but you were able to look at that and see an opportunity to have an impact and kind of empower some of these smaller businesses, small business owners and stuff like that. That's absolutely amazing and inspiring.
Well, thank you. And it's about giving back and making a difference. That is the biggest thing. And every company we've had growing up in the family business, I always had to find a way to make a difference. And surrounding yourself with people that give back in the nonprofits, how can you not smile and get up and have fun in the day?
And you're definitely doing that. I mean, in everything that you do, writing's been done about tragedies and how when a large tragedy happens, crime actually decreases, although sometimes we highlight it in the news and stuff that with bad things. But you were able to harness that and create something great that's ongoing in Fired Up Sisters, and then just continue to do that in everything that you do. It's absolutely amazing. Thank you, Renee.
Well, and 4 years prior to that, we had the Scripps fires here in San Diego. So there was a group of women that formed also, and they were called the Burned Out Sisters or something. Can't exactly remember. But again, they paid it forward and helped us, and they actually did a lot to change legislature so we would have it easier. So it's not just me. It's what I saw them doing, and that's what we have to watch and focus on what the people are doing good and then pay it forward.
I'm just picturing an event, and it's come join Burned Out Sisters and Fired Up Sisters, and people thinking, no, I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, they probably don't want to live next door to us. So yeah.
That block party is gonna be real fun. So David Brano, who we had in the last segment, Renee's your client, and you've helped tell her story. What are some of the stories, what are some of the things that you've seen just walking alongside with her over the years?
The most memorable thing was your client appreciation night and seeing all the big checks being written. It's like the publisher's clearinghouse. They come get this big check, and just actually seeing their reactions was the most memorable part of being a part of Pay It Forward and Every Swipe's Benefits charity. And I just thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So at the end of the year, I'm just envisioning this. You say, okay, maybe you're keeping track of it or maybe not. We're doing it for you. So we're going to present these checks on your behalf, or we're going to give you these checks to give out. And you get to give them to each and every one of your clients.
Yes.
And it's a social event, and probably a social experience too, that people get to see that giving matters not only to them, but to the whole company together.
And it is really neat. And our nonprofits are national. They have to be vetted. 70 cents on the dollar has to go for the cause or they will not make the list. So we have over 40 that have participated, but at one time we like to have about 24. And I think the most memorable was somebody was expecting to get about $500 or $600, and it was over $6,000. Wow. Because all our businesses get to choose which nonprofit they want to support through the year. And we don't tell them how many I've picked because we need it to be a surprise. And this gal was just, she was crying. And it's like, it just made it. It makes it worth every day getting up and having people look at us like, oh, another credit card company. You know, we get that look, and all our salespeople do too. But it just makes it all worth it when we can give the checks away. And I get to fly around the United States and give them away every year. So it's real fun.
That sounds like an amazing job, an amazing experience. And who wouldn't want Renee to show up on your doorstep in your bubbly personality with that amazing smile and be like, hey, you know what? I got a check for you. You thought I was going to be like $500. You thought you just kind of signed up to this thing willy-nilly. Here's $6,000. And we're going to dig in. We're going to take a break, but we're going to dig into the story of Pay It Forward, how people can get involved, how you're fighting the villain of the credit card company. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to dig into Pay It Forward processing, Renee's story, and how you can change people's lives through your credit card, through the evil credit card that you carry in your pocket every single day. Stay tuned. This is Rise Up Radio, SDRiseUp.com.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Welcome back. This is Rise Up Radio. I'm your co-host, Jared Kelly. And I think I just landed a new co-host. Derek Abbey's doing an amazing job. But David Barreno, thank you for staying on. Thank you for hanging out with us. And we know you're a huge advocate in the community. We know you're taking care of people. You may have a career in co-hosting Rise Up Radio here, too. So we're with our very special guest, Miss Renee Van Hell, and Pay It Forward. It's processing. We got to add that on the end because that's what you do. But the whole business is about Pay It Forward. Let's dig into what you do. What is Pay It Forward processing? Why is the credit card industry so sleazy? And why this is a wow. This is a different way to do it.
Well, back in 2001, before we actually started in the processing industry, I went and interviewed over 100 different businesses, and I said, what's your pain? What is it that you dislike so much about your credit card processing company? Number one, most of them get stuck in a contract, and then the credit card companies raise their rates while they're in the contract. Okay, so that's one. So right now,
sleazy.
Definitely. So nobody ever signs a contract with us. That was the first rule. Second, I also found out so many salespeople from other companies go into these businesses with a quota. They don't do a quota, they lose their job. So they're going to lie about the raise to get them to sign a contract so they can keep their job. I mean, it makes sense. So we don't put quotas on our salespeople. No, there is no territories for our salespeople. They can be anywhere. But the biggest thing is no contracts. And the other thing they said, they would sign up and then people would disappear. They couldn't get a hold of anybody and they'd sit on hold for hours to get a hold of somebody from the company. So we also assign an account officer directly to them. So they have the cell phone number to get a hold of somebody. So we took all of those top four pains out, and that's how we've worked. And the other thing, we do zero telemarketing or cold calling. We're 100% referral based. So that's the other thing. So many salespeople, oh, I hate cold calling. Well, I would too. So we tell them, we don't allow you to cold call. And so you will never see us go into a store and sit and pitch them right there in the store. It has to be through an introduction or we don't call on them.
And pay it forward, just if you didn't catch what it is, it's payment processing through the credit card system that saves businesses not only money, but gives them a channel to give back to charities and nonprofits throughout the United States.
Correct. And that's the funnest. So 3 years ago, we introduced Every Swipe Benefits Charity. And that is that's the fun part. You know, and to me, it's a means to an end. Our actual vision and goal is to give $1 million a year away. So last year we hit 150,000, and I need to be grateful and thankful, but it's not the million yet. So I want to get to that point. But that means we have to help a lot of businesses that process credit cards. We have to help them with better pricing. We have to help them with better service. You know, our goal is always to have a raving fan where they can brag us up in an industry that is, what did you say?
Little sleazy.
Oh, yes, definitely. So, you know, and one other thing we did with the Every Swipe Benefits Charity, we actually turned it into a fundraiser for these nonprofits. They have the ability to participate. And if they give us introductions to businesses, those businesses sign, a portion of every single swipe will always go back to that nonprofit. And 20 years I was in the fundraising industry, and then through the Fired Up Sisters also, we actually got a grant that another nonprofit was vying for Fired Up Sisters, and they needed that for operating capital. So my friend lost her job because they didn't get the grant. We got it because we needed it for counseling. But that was the day I said, I will never write another grant. And so again, there's creative ways you can raise money for your nonprofits, and you have to start thinking outside the box because there's not a lot of free-flowing cash around.
And cash is a commodity too. I mean, if you're a small business owner, if you're even a medium, probably even a large, you're counting your pennies, right?
Pennies.
And it matters. As a small business owner herself, like, yeah, we care about the bottom line and we care about making a profit. And that's a concern because we got to keep the doors open. But it's tough. There's the taxes, everything that you have to deal with as a small business owner is very hard. And for someone to come in and say, look at it from the complete opposite angle, say, I'm going to not only provide a service that you have to have, because you're going to have to swipe credit cards for a consumer-based business, but I'm going to help you give back to the community. I'm going to help you by giving you a designated person that's going to be there with a cell phone number and not a 30-question freaking you dial in and you got to hit 9-13 times before you actually talk to someone.
Well, and then you hit 8 by mistake, yeah, on the last one.
And then you're on hold for another hour. Yeah. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Literally, I was doing this the other day with my student loan. Like, I'm like a couple thousand I need to pay off on that. And the student loan, I was on hold for 30 minutes just trying to talk to someone.
Well, and time is money. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing we like to do, because these small businesses don't have the time to do that. There's now a lot of security things you have to do with your machines and everything. We actually volunteer our time to help them with that. And most companies, you have to pay $200 to $250 an hour to get that done. So we put a whole division together. So we love to add value to the company because time is a huge commodity.
And if they don't like it,
they can leave.
They can leave. There's no contract. That's exactly. I mean, and that's amazing. There's no long-term commitment, but of course the honesty and the genuine message that you are providing is selling itself. And obviously when you're going off of referrals, you're not cold calling people. I mean, I know if I got a call and they were like, oh, we're going to share, you're going to save all this money and here's this dream opportunity for, you know, the things that we think when we get those calls, usually I don't think too much about it. I just hang up. But yeah, if it's a referral from somebody that you trust, then, you know, that's probably something you're going to go after. So,
well, and it goes by both ways, mm-hmm, because if it's a referral from somebody we trust, then we know you're a viable company. Because we do give all of our account officers permission to break up with their clients if they're not nice.
Wow. You're empowering everybody in this relationship. That's amazing.
So we get the story now. We get what you do. It sounds simple, but you've overlaid a complex industry to make it simple, clear to the consumer, clear to your sales staff, clear to the customer service of we're here to wow everyone in this deal. Let's hear some more of those stories. And David, maybe you can chime in on those too. Some more of the stories of what you've been able to do to help not only companies, but just raise the bar in the industry.
Well, I just have to just give a little shout out to David because he has helped our business grow considerably. A few years ago, we met him and he does all our social media. Okay, you're talking to someone that doesn't really know how to even log into Facebook, and he takes care of everything. So he got us to raise the bar, just him helping with our social media and highlighting our businesses, highlighting events, and just again bringing credibility not only to our clients working together, but also to what we do. So I need to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's just amazing to see every day the clients you're bringing into your business. They're all very, very good. And just being able to share their story on your social media channels has been a joy, just because you can see the impact that you're making. And you're not able to see that every day, but it comes through on social media, so it's good.
Yeah, it helps. Well, and we save 98% of our clients, we do save them money. But what we have come to realize is we save them time. And we always tell them, you will never pay more. And if we have to just match your rates, we will. And I only have two clients that we've ever had to match, but we save them 4 hours a week on either having to call their processor or had to do recur where they have to keep entering the number all the time. So to me, we did save them money.
Well, that kind of sounds like your health issue that we were talking about earlier, David.
Yeah.
I mean, that 4 hours is, well, maybe I'll spend an hour a day going to the gym instead.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to segment your time.
and I love your purpose to show businesses there is an ethical way to process credit cards and give back to the community. Let's just dig into the word ethical a little bit, because I think for a lot of people, ethical is a gray area. And I have a feeling with you, it's a kind of a black and white deal.
It's very black and white. That's interesting. I guess I didn't realize it even was a gray area for people. But you have the golden rule that you just follow. You treat people how you want to be treated. And I'm telling you, there are some clients that we have had to turn down. One was processing $5 million a month, and he was doing some unethical stuff. And my husband and I look at each other and go, oh, but we can give so much more back if we keep them on. And my husband said no. And we had to go back and we read our values and our ethics. And it's all about rising above even where your ethical standards are. And my husband had a meeting with this gentleman. He didn't want to change. So we actually we disconnected his processing, told him to go to somebody else. 2 months later, he was in jail for embezzlement. So we're like, yes, we stood it on our ethics. And it's like, it works. It truly does. And we just keep looking at all the money in the world is not worth it if you can't have those ethics and surround yourself with people that respect you.
The stories that I'm sure that aren't even being told by, again, if you missed in the first segment, you guys do a party at the end of the year where you get to, you're giving back with your charity program of every swipe is creating an event where you're donating money to charity. And that's not coming out of the client. Let's just make that very clear. That's not coming from your client. That's coming from you as the company. And you're getting to give back on your client's behalf to a charity of their choice.
Well, we actually had to write an article because people said, are you crazy? But I'll tell you, and that's another blessing that came out of when you literally lose everything in a wildfire. I mean, we weren't here. We actually were in Minnesota. We watched Good Morning America show our house burning on TV. But you kind of get to the philosophy, how much do you really need? And it's kind of sad that we had to lose everything for me to get to that point. But that's again why we do not mind one bit taking a portion of every swipe out of our profits to give back, because how much do you really need? And I wish more people would ask themselves that every day.
You're a woman who means business, and you host a TV show, Women Who Mean Business, and I think there are some challenges for women as their and solution for entrepreneurs and nonprofits. And let's just address that very briefly. And what are, if you said, what is the one takeaway maybe you want to give out your cell phone number. I don't know. If a woman entrepreneur, because I think we need to stand up to women, because I know if I, like the sisters, like the fired up sisters, if you want to get something done, get a group of women together, and if they can get on the same page, it is getting done.
You do. And it is true. But there's no whining allowed.
Only drinking. Only
that
drinking
kind of wine is good. We actually have mugs that say, this may be wine. But, you know, coming together again. You know, there's different networking groups I belong to, and I totally don't mind giving my cell phone number out at the end here. That does not bother me. But there's challenges every single business owner runs into. I was raised in a family business that had some challenges. So I learned, and I know if I would have had a group that I could sit and talk to and network with and throw ideas out, it just works. So if you are, I don't care if you're male or female, a business owner out there all alone, that's your choice. Because there's so many groups that want to help where you can get together with business people and you can throw ideas out. You learn from everybody else because we're not supposed to have all the answers.
Renee, thank you for paying it forward. Thank you for being part of this community. I know this community would not be the same without you. I'm going to throw out your cell phone number just because we talked about it. I'm going to do it. 858-771-0076. Is that your number?
It's actually my office number.
That's your office number. You're going to get some phone calls into the office.
My cell
number. Looking
for
advice.
858-472-7295 is my cell number.
We did it. She's on. We made her throw out her cell phone number. If you need advice, if you want to be part of paying it forward, there's no other person that's doing it better than Renee. Thank you so much. And as always, thank you for choosing to rise up. And in the San Diego community, we encourage you to rise up.